is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Pacific Watch is Jeff Bliss. And we go there because there's a presidential campaign underway. How do we know this? Jeff, a very good evening to you. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom. You have touched upon many issues about Gavin Newsom in your years as Pacific Watch. But now we have an indication of what comes next. You send me news of Gavin Newsom buying cable television advertising in Florida. What do we know, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. As you point out, he's bought some ad time in Florida. By coincidence, it just happens to be 4th of July. There are going to be a lot of people in Florida on 4th of July, I'm sure. But this comes after months or even years of people speculating about when he was breaking out and making himself more of a national figure. And of course, he's been doing it in fits and starts. But now it appears he's making the full court press, or at least he's starting it. He's been making appearances with world leaders like the Prime Minister of Canada and the Prime Minister of New Zealand. He's been getting on conservative social media like Truth Social to refute Republican claims. And he's been getting out there a lot more on national TV. He's really starting to try to build a bigger presence, really build his brand with the national audience, and even taking on progressive causes like gun control, which is what his latest thing was today, talking about guns and making them available to children and that type of thing. So he's starting to ramp it up. He sees 2024 ahead of him for sure.
There's a big budget. Over $300 billion is the number I saw. California has money to spend because of the COVID and the rewards. And I think there was $100 billion extra from what was expected. However, the part that most engages me is that the governor's returning some of that money to California drivers because of the high price of gasoline. How much, Jeff? And have you got your check yet?
I haven't gotten my check yet. I'm not going to believe it until I see it. But the plan goes for giving as little as $200 back to individuals to as much as $1,050 for couples with children. And, you know, some of this has been positioned around, you know, gas. Some of it's been positioned around, you know, equity, the whole thing, all the things you can imagine that go on in California. But this, most of the state is hearing that, hey, we're going to get some of our money back. Great. And, of course, the Democrats and Newsom are going to brand this as, look what we did for you.
Now, the governor says he has a sub-zero interest in running for president. He's giving money back for gasoline from his budget. He's running ads in Florida. Has he been to Iowa or New Hampshire yet, Jeff?
Not that I know of, but I'm sure it's not far off. And, you know, in addition to doing all those things, he's really made a point of going after Republican leaders like Abbott, the governor of Texas, or DeSantis, the front-running governor in Florida. And so you can see he's already kind of staking things out. Like I said, he's trying to establish that brand. He's trying to establish that national presence. Seems like he's doing a good job so far.
Yes, we need to meet Gavin Newsom, and you've been living with him for many years. You're in Orange County. So I want to start with, people joke about his hair. Does he joke about his hair? He's got really good hair. Is that an item in California?
It is. It's probably the one thing that stands out most. You know, people used to joke about Nixon's nose, or they would talk about Abe Lincoln's beard. Well, Gavin Newsom has that perfectly coiffed hairdo. That is just set full of all kinds of gel and product, as they say. As a matter of fact, when you go back to his college days and even high school, I understand that the cheerleaders used to say, "Dippity do, we love you." And that what became Gavin Newsom's nickname in sports, Dippity do, after the famous hair care product.
He's married. He has young children. I believe his young children were in private school during the pandemic when the public schools were closed in Los Angeles. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that was a big sticking point. And it helped propel some people in the anti-Gavin recall movement. They were saying, look, this guy's been telling us we need to pull our kids out of schools. We can't go to restaurants. We can't mingle and socialize. And yet he was doing all those things. He was putting his kids in school. They were doing fine. He was going out to eat at a very posh restaurant. And he was seen out and about with various other Democrats and big money people. So a lot of people thought that he wasn't walking the walk. He really didn't do a good job leading by example.
You mentioned the dinner party he had without masks in a room, a private room off of a very expensive restaurant called the French Laundry. He was with a lobbyist at that point. Was the connection to the lobbyist a significant story? Is it all forgotten now? Because, I mean, I admire the way governors hold things together, but there seemed to be something awfully cozy about that dinner.
Well, it was awfully cozy because the lobbyist who helped really put that dinner together, helped facilitate it, is a longtime friend of his. And, you know, they were trying to get some different, benefits or loopholes for the healthcare industry in California. So there was, it wasn't just people upset about the fact that he was doing this during COVID when everybody else was being shut down and shuttered in their homes, but that he was also doing with lobbyists, which he always pretended to keep a arm's length distance from. And yet here it was, these guys were all sitting around the table with them, a lot of people without masks on, and you knew there was a lot of money going on. There was a lot of money there just for the fact that that's a pricey restaurant to eat at.
The Gavin Newsom picture I remember best is when he went down to the railroad tracks. This is in Los Angeles, where there had been pilfering of trains, I believe, during, this is earlier this year or late 21. And the pilferers had torn up boxes and there was trash all over. And the governor was down there with a team of people picking trash up and putting it away. That was a very nice event. Is that typical of the governor to stage events like that?
He does seem to show up for photo opportunities at opportune times. I mean, he shows up after the fires burn through communities, and you know he tries to show that he's sympathetic, and he'll make a few speeches here and there when there's a problem with something like crime like this, where marauders were going through the train depots and robbing the trains of all the goods on them. You know, he shows and just, you know, we think this is wrong. He was there picking it up because it looked like a good photo op, but you know, none of those things that he's done ever change anything, but they sure make for good TV.
The high speed rail, the bullet train, is that a project he's adopted because they're looking for new money? Now that was Jerry Brown's. Has Gavin Newsom inherited it?
Gavin Newsom did inherit it. It's hard to say how much of it is his problem other than it stops there. But the point is it's coming to light that he was basically pushing everybody to say, look, let's get this thing wrapped up. We're never going to get a line built all the way from L.A. or Orange County to San Francisco like they promised. Let's at least get 117 miles built in the Central Valley. We can all walk away saying that we did a great public works project, that the people who have been vastly underserved for years in the Central Valley now have a futuristic choo-choo train. And so that seems what they've done. They've got the money that's going to take care of that final bit of funding, they say, to get it built out there. And they'll still have money left over for rail lines in other parts of the state, especially in the Bay Area, to help move rapid transit.
What is the opinion in Los Angeles on the news, on the TV news in the LA Times? Is Gavin Newsom running for president?
Absolutely. Everybody says that's what's going to happen. And when he was saying, oh, I'm not running for president, they would just shake their head and chuckle. And I'll tell you, I've spoken with reporters and observers in Washington, D.C. about this, who know about politics in D.C. and in California. And they absolutely all say, to a T, he is running.
And Jeff, that's a good thing. Gavin Newsom represents the youth of the Democratic Party, given what's in charge in Washington. Is there anyone in his way? Does he think the president or the vice president are going to block him? We have about 30 seconds.
I think he realizes there are always going to be people in his way. It's just how much work is it going to take to get around or over those obstacles? But right now, he's emerging as a strong, strong candidate because we see the president starting to fade. We see the Kamala right. Harris way down. So there you go.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Gavin Newsom is the governor of California. I'm John Batchelor.